Hi, I'm Norm Shealy.
NormShealy.com.
You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness Tonight. This is Eva Herr, and thanks for listening. I want to go ahead and warn you that my producer has informed me that we are having some technical difficulties due to some hacking. So if something goes wrong and we go offline, be patient, because hopefully we'll be right back. Tonight we're going to be talking to Gaston Nocens, and we're going to talk about his work with the SomaTip microscope and his alternative health modality called 714X. Gaston does not speak any English. He speaks French, so his wife has kindly agreed to interpret for us. And I want to welcome Jacint and Gaston Nocens. How are you, Jacint?
Good evening, Eva. We're doing fine.
Thanks for taking the time to come on to my show. I really do appreciate it, and I know my listeners will too. So before we get started, tell us a little bit about Gaston's background and how he came to do what it is that he's doing.
Okay, Eva, before we go directly into this, my husband just wants to make sure that we understand, because it's very, very, we don't hear you very well. It's a little bit weak, so maybe we can just adjust the sound, if you don't mind. Now, if I answer your question, Eva, is how did he come about to do what he's doing? I think it's a long story. It started, Gaston, from the beginning, was very interested with anything that had to do with nature. He was a very, very curious kid. And, very soon he realized that science would be the discipline he could go for. So this is exactly what he has chosen as a person going to school. And he was mostly interested in biology and physics and chemistry. So that's exactly what he did.
Okay. So Gaston started out in France, right?
Yeah, you're right.
He started his journey in France.
There's a few words that I will translate on this. I will just, translate. C'est français, donnez ce que je serai déjà fait.
Je suis né en France, à Roubaix, en 1924. Et j'ai
fait des études à Lille, et j'ai fait 1945 en PCT. So let's just translate. He said that he was born and raised in France, in Roubaix, the northern part of France. And he lived in France until he was until 1964. And then he did his high school and all his post-secondary training after war or during war, exactly the same year as the war started. And he finished his final training in 1945 when war finished. Now, when I may just add that he lived in the upper section of France, and all his family moved down south because the German invasion was happening. So all this happened during the years that Gaston was doing his post-secondary training in science, in physics, chemistry, and biology.
Okay. So tell us a little bit, let's go ahead and start about the work that Gaston does. He has researched with three different healing modalities, healing techniques. If you could tell us about the first one, that would be great.
If I continue the time frame, as soon as he finished his training in 1945, he started working in a private lab as an hematologist technician, and he was, blood and has always been his passion. So from there, He started to work in microscopy, conventional light microscopy. And during the daytime, he would work as a lab technician. And at nighttime, he started to have a hobby. And this hobby, that was something really special because he had he liked to play with tools. He liked the mechanics a lot. So he decided to upgrade, just for fun, like this, just as a hobby, to upgrade an optical microscope, which he did. And all this, you know, the urge to do this was because at school, he sort of saw something that was in the blood. He suspected there was something in the blood that really, really, really was like, we were just like not really focusing on it. We could not distinct it. And one thing leading to another, all these years, from 1945 to 1950, he really designed a microscope, and the microscope made it possible to discover the somatids.
And what are somatids?
Well, the somatids, that's a long story.
Just give us a brief description, Eva.
So then I will just, you know, just to make sure that it really follows his idea. La somatide, c'est quoi pour toi?
C'est la perception. Yeah.
Are you there?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
He said that the somatide is for him the first materialization, the first material form that arrives in human forms, in life forms, as being like coming from the energy. So it's the smallest unit of light, of something that we can measure, we can see, and with the somatoscope, obviously, he could see it. Now, what's important for him to understand is that somatids are always present in all live material. So you would see some somatids in human beings, you would see them in plants, you would see them in animals, in mammals. But we will refocus it on human beings because the blood is where we see the most. For him, the blood was where he started to study the somatids.
And what do these... When you looked at these somatids, and I must tell my audience that I came up to Gaston's lab and visited him, visited the two of you back in the fall, and I saw this myself. I got to actually have my blood drawn and looked at it under this microscope. So I actually saw what Jacint is telling us about. He also discovered some cycles about the somatids that were important. Could you tell us about those?
Thank you. I will just... share this with Gaston. Madame explique qu'elle est venue ici, elle a vu son sang, elle a tout vu ses formes. Alors, qu'est-ce que tu as vu dans le dentiste qui est particulier à la croissance de son matière?
Les morphines. C'est-à-dire, elle forme à partir de la somatie du sucre. Elle finalement tue. Alors, actuellement, on ne va le voyer jusque-là. Et. Dans la culture que j'ai faite, je parle de la...
It's a little bit special here, Eva, because he's a highly visual man, so if he would have a chalk and a blackboard, but he's trying to explain it to us.
Well, you can
by
just
voice.
Tell me.
So let's see how we can straighten this up and make it easy for you, for the
okay.
audience. What he's saying is here is that the somatid, when he puts it into an environment, an appropriate, let's say an ideal environment, this particle has this inner capacity to multiply itself in a very special fashion. Starting from the membrane, it's a small, tiny particle. It has a very special round membrane, and then it starts to complexify itself. And what's very, what really talked to him or really, puzzled him at first is that if you do it, the experience, every time he did it, and he did it for 1,000 times, and it always repeats itself. It's a repeatable phenomenon that this particle takes 16 forms that always occur in the same pattern and in the same fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And it says these 16 phases formed were all visible, you know, in the environment, in the culture that he had created. Because the thaumaturge, he took it from the blood, human blood, put it into an ideal environment and let it grow. And this was always occurring in the same fashion.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Kind of like the cycle of the moon. It's always there, always the same. So what I learned when I was up at the lab was that there are certain changes that are indicative of certain diseases, cancer, diabetes, you know, some inflammatory issue that's going on with your body. Is that correct?
You're right. You have well learned your lesson. It's fun.
Well, it was amazing. I mean, it was really amazing.
What does this particle, what's the importance of understanding this? For Gaston, it's an open book. If you look at blood and you see, of course you will see all the normal blood cells, you know, white, blue, red, and all this. But on top of that, you see the thaumaturge in blood. It reveals you exactly the state of the immune system. So this is as simple as we can say it. By looking at the thaumaturge, we know exactly where your immune system stands. It's a witness. It's not causing any disease, but it's a witness. Example, if you're in phase 1, 2, and 3, if your thaumaturge are behaving, you know, in a certain fashion and they're taking a certain shape, it means that you're within the normal range. It means that your immune system is just perfectly working for you and it will protect you from external invasion. Now, if we see other forms, you know, more advanced forms in the cycle, it's really a witness that your immune system is either overridden or is getting weaker. It tells us that there's something wrong with your immune system. So for Gaston, this understanding of, you know, this life particle is really a simple open book that can tell you exactly where you stand in terms of your immune system.
So in other words, it's a powerful prevention tool for disease down the road.
Dear Eva, you've never said it so well, because in his mind, you know, Gaston is a biologist. In his mind, all what he's thinking about is, you know, is to prevent disease, because from his understanding, it's nice to understand, study life and all this, but bottom line, you need to prevent disease from occurring. And if you have a tool to do it, a simple tool, well, that exactly serves the purpose of his research, to find a tool to prevent disease.
Mm-hmm. So if I understand correctly, depending on where you are in the cycle, this picture that presents in the blood determines how far along your immune system is off. Is that right? Does that make sense?
Of course it does. It does perfectly, because if by looking at your blood, you know, just immediately we see that, example, you're in phase 4, phase 5, phase 6, let's say in the bacterial section of the cycle, it's an indication of something. But the longer your body has been either overdoing it or your system has been exhausted, you will see different forms. Obviously, once you reach the phase 12, 13, 14, 15, you know, the end stage of the cycle, it usually means that this has been going on for some time, for a certain amount of time.
Now, is it important how you receive this blood? Can someone just go to a laboratory and have their blood drawn and send it to you, or they must it be live blood?
Well, that's a good question. The blood needs to be taken fresh, because that's one of the characteristics of Nassim looking at blood. He's using fresh blood. What does this mean? It's just a little drop at the end of the finger put between cover slip and the slide, and it is looked in its live, you know, just at no coloration, so the blood cells have not yet died. They're not exactly what it looks. It's like being very nature, you know. It's just you take your blood and you look at it.
Now, let me see if I can get this question straight. Once your blood...
Sorry, Eva, we don't hear you very much. That's a very, very weak, so maybe...
I know, I'm not having a good signal either. I'm sorry. Something's wrong, but let's just do the best we can. Let's say, for example, that Gaston's took some blood, and it was in the 12, 13, 14 range. Is it possible for that to be healed and go back to the healthy state?
What it says, Eva, when you're in that range at the end phase of the cycle, it doesn't mean yet that you are in disease. Remember, this is not causal. It is a sign that your immune system is, for whatever reason, is out of balance. Now, if this cycle has been going on for 2 years, good chances there could be a localized disease somewhere in your body. But the good news about this tool is that if you do it on a regular basis, that's what how the test was meant to be applied, you know, in an ideal situation. If you look at your blood every 6 months, and, you know, 6 months you look at it, and 6 months later, and every time you're okay, and then, you look at your blood and you have another pattern to say, 6 months ago was perfect. I was in the healthy range. Now I see that my immune system is, you know, it's over-challenged. Well, you still have time to react and correct whatever needs to be corrected. It is not a diagnostic test. It's a preventive screening test. You understand the difference?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's just giving, you know, from what my perspective of what Gaston's has done is it's a cutting-edge tool. And cutting-edge tools are never perfected, at one time. It grows over time. So at this time, I just want to say this to my listening audience. No one's trying to diagnose you. No one's trying to treat you. We're providing you with information that you can use to potentially prevent or better treat or better discuss with your physician some things that might be going on with your body. You know, you must always use your physician, but it's just a tool for you to use to help you know the state that your body's in. Now, the next question I want to ask, if someone wanted to have this done, would they need to come to Gaston's lab in Canada?
Well, actually, we are prevented from doing it on a wide scale. We hope it should be available, you know, in the upcoming, let's say 2012. We'll put this as a positive thinking, a statement that we would hope. But as it is, presently, the tool is presented only as an experimental blood test. And actually, we're not focusing on this aspect of the research.
Okay. So let's talk about 714X. Tell me what that is, please, ma'am.
I'm just going to switch the ask Gaston to say very shortly, what is 714X? So he's saying right now that the 714X has been purposely designed to address the immune system, and its basic ingredients contains camphor as the vehicle, the taxi, of the nitrogen molecule that is the active molecule in the product. So it can be, the appellation, the real name for such a product, it's an immune modulator.
So it boosts your immune system or helps restore your immune system.
Exactly,
right?
What it is.
Okay.
In whatever case, if your immune system is too low, it helps it to recover and, start. It's like a reset button for your immune system.
Okay. If people look up 714X on the computer, on the internet, they're going to find all kinds of stuff on there about it being a cancer cure. And I just want to talk about that just for a minute, because 714X, from my understanding and visiting your lab, does not cure anything. It simply
right.
helps your body get into a better state so that it can heal itself.
Indique que le 714 de ce qu'elle a compris, c'est pas nécessairement un produit spécifique pour le cancer. Elle aimerait avoir des commentaires là-dessus.
C'est un traitement spécifique du système immunitaire. Ce n'est pas un traitement qui va détruire des cellules malades. Ça va simplement s'attaquer, mais aider le système immunitaire à se débarrasser des cellules immunitaires. Comme il se débarrasse d'une écharpe dans votre doigt. Même chose.
I will try to, wrap this very, very shortly, because he said it's a little bit like you have a splinter in your finger. We are every day fighting against invasion that comes from the outside. So we do, our system is always like responding to many types of thing that comes from the outside. But 714X is designed to address directly the white blood cells. So by addressing the white blood cells, communally we call them the soldiers, well, the white blood cells do their reaction, and they start to pick up and they do their work that for whatever reason they have stopped doing. So 714X is, although it's specific for the, the white blood cells, it does two things. It cleans, it permits, because it's introduced in the lymph. So there's a fluidification of the lymph. So that's like the cleaning process that the body occurs in the body. And secondly, it helps to support the repair. But all this, because they talk, they sort of stimulate the white blood cells to stimulate different chemical compounds, and this is how it happens.
Okay. So from my experience visiting up there, I learned that we have two sets of lymph systems in our body, and that you administer this product in two different ways. Now, I want to talk about this, and in a few minutes I want to talk about some of the results from some of the research, but right now I'd like for my listeners to understand how it's administered. So how does that happen?
You're right, because nature has given us an immune, a lymphatic circulation.
Can't hear you, Jacinthe.
Physiologically organized in two ways.
Jacinthe, wait, I can't hear you. Can you come closer to the phone?
Well, I'm so close, Eva, that
that's
I cannot. I'm just right near the phone. Is it better this way?
Yeah, it's perfect now.
Okay. I'm just going to continue this way. Yeah, as you were saying, there's like two different lymphatic circulation, a small one and a large one. For reaching all the nodes in the large lymphatic circulation, we use the injectable form that, reaches the nodes in the groin area. But to address the specific small lymphatic circulation, we have to use another method. We use the nebulizer, and then we go through the upper respiratory tract to access the small lymphatic circulation. But this is just because nature has given us like two different sets of lymphatic circulation, and they don't communicate with one another. They're completely independent. So we have to address them separately.
Okay. Now, I purchased some of this product because, you must inject it in the lymph node down in your groin, and I know that probably sounds scary to some people, especially to me. I didn't think I could do that, but I did it. I bought this product, and I learned how to inject myself, and then I bought the nebulizer, and I want to tell you, it did not hurt me, and it wasn't hard to do.
I think there's a tool. We have an educational tool, but you're right. At first it might sound a little bit very special to do it on ourselves. But all the philosophy of our
enterprise is based on empowerment. We fit perfectly well in the what we call the global health model, and in this model, the person usually takes control of her life, and part of the healing process is to self-administer the product. So it's just a matter of getting acquainted with the the technique, and to assure the proper aseptic conditions. And with this, well, actually, there shouldn't be any problem because people, you know, follow the 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a very technical thing, but most of the people who don't have necessarily are shaking or have some type of any type of a health situation where they can't do it. But people, once they start, sometimes they find it difficult to decide, but once they're into it, they find it very easily.
Yeah,
they
it was
just
a piece of cake once I did it the first time. Even my daughter did it, you know,
just to feel how it is. And it's part of the empowerment. We encourage a lot.
So I'd like to tell you some of my reactions that I had to this product. And I noticed, and I know this probably sounds crazy, but I had pains in my hands, particularly in my joints of my thumbs, and they went away. And then something else that I had happened that I was totally not prepared for is I have creases across my forehead, mm-hmm. I guess frown lines. Some of those creases went away, which made me happy, made me not look as old. So, I don't know what everybody's responses would be, because I'm sure everybody's would be different. But I was happy with both of those because the pain went away in my thumb joints and some of the creases in my forehead went away. So now I'd like to talk about, if you would, some of the results of some of your experiments. Like, I know that my friend Billy Best used your product, and he had been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I know that after he used your product and some SEACT, that he no longer had Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, could you tell us about some of the results that you've had?
Oh, that's very interesting. You're talking about Billy. I think he was on your show last week, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, okay. Billy's a very good example of someone who empowered himself, when he took the product. That was in 1995, so it's a few years back. But, it's a good example. Now, Billy's story is a very good one to expose that there is like two different systems or models under which we can address a disease such as cancer. We're going to take cancer because Billy's example is cancer. You can go with the tumor-based model, which is one thing. That means you focus on the tumor only and you just try to eradicate the tumor. That's a model. That's the model conventional medicine use. And that's fine. And there's another model that we call the global health model, which is more, integrative approaches that you could combine all together. And Billy, with his family, has decided at that time to go more with the global health model that we now call the integrative model, where he changes lifestyle. And with this, they introduced the ACFT, which is a very good combination with 714X, and he did, a lot of things change in Billy's health style, the way he ate and the way he all his lifestyle actually changed. He grew up to be a nice young man now, and he's a father of a nice boy, and it's like two different models existing right now. And we have, I think we have you and I, Eva, we have maybe with a show like yours, we have, in terms of consciousness, maybe we have a good opportunity here to say that the two models are okay. It's just that both of them can work well hand in hand. And this is exactly what Billy did. So he sort of, he was not very comfortable with what was proposed to him. He backed off, and with the family, they decided they would take another route. So there's always, there's the official route, and there's the route less traveled. And this is what Billy and his family decided in 1995.
So I want to say, by the way, I have another friend, Burton Goldberg, that had some form of cancer, and he used the nebulizer, and his cancer went away. So I just wanted to say that. Now, let me ask you, are there any side effects to the 714X that you're aware of?
Well, actually, the product is designed not to have any negative side effects. So the contents, you know, how the chemistry is organized, is specifically done not to have any negative side effects. Now, it's possible that someone at the site of injection, you have to follow well the instructions, and usually when it's well done, you put the eyes, the before and after, there's really no side effects, negative side effects to be expected. One thing that I may add on this, it's important that if you work with a product in, you know, in a model like this, the first 5 to 10 days, you're going to be experimenting a sort of detox. You don't understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The product is going to, you know, the lymph system is going to be fluid back again, and then all the toxins in the body will be able to be taken by the lymphatic circulation. So the person could feel some type of very mild, like flu-like symptoms, but this after 5 days is usually gone, and it doesn't happen in every case. But we cannot say it's a side effect of the product. It's more the natural cleansing process occurring, and it's usually a good sign.
Sure. And I would imagine that it would be a good idea to drink a lot of water with this product to flush.
Well, anything you can do in terms of nutritional support, exercise, emotion, and water is part of the basic, I would say, recommendation that we make, you know, in all cases, anyone who has any type of disease or even healthy people, water is always a very good thing to add, you know, in terms of this is something that we know now. The more water we drink, the easiest it is for our body to remove the toxins.
So if someone wanted to get some of this product, and I understand that it's not available, that this is something that you have to do yourself. It's not available through healthcare practitioners. It's not available at your local health food store. This is something that you have to make the decision whether it works for you, and you have to implement
the protocol. Yeah, I think before deciding to take a product like 714X, I think you have to decide if this is the route you're going to take. And I know your audience is probably a worldwide audience. So from there, I think the best thing to do is to call our office to see where we, some in some countries we can send it, in others we cannot. So I think it's probably the most appropriate way to see if the product is available through any network that that can exist, you know, in different countries in the world.
Now, can this product be used in conjunction with any allopathic therapies?
Yes. Oh, but, is there something specific you're thinking, Eva? If
no,
I can say this,
you know how some people don't. Some people are conditioned by traditional. Let's just take cancer, for example, or diabetes, the traditional medical model. You know, you go to the doctor and have it cut out or do radiation and chemotherapy. So if you did that route, can you use this product in conjunction, can you safely use this product in conjunction with any allopathic modality?
I understand the sense of the question. Yes, indeed you can do it. If you decided to go with a conventional treatment, what 714X will do, it will help your immune system to sustain and go through the process, and eventually you will have less side effects. So if you decided to do it by itself, it's one thing, by alone, for whatever reason. Some people, there's no other option. Some, you know, many cases, there's no surgery possible. Chemotherapy is not available.
Let me ask you this.
So it's either alone or in combination, depending where the person stands.
Let me ask you this question. A lot of the cancer therapies suppress your immune system to deal with the cancer so that the drugs can work. Can you use the 714X with those kind of therapies without having any adverse side effects?
Oh, there'll never be any adverse side effects, you know, if you put them in combination. Here it's really a matter of freedom of choice, you see?
Okay.
But in the ideal situation, it is always better to take the product for 21 days. This clears the lymph. So then if you add surgery on top of that or any, I would say, harder treatment that is meant to, you know, to destroy, eradicate the cancer cells, well, then you'll have a support for your immune system.
Okay.
But this, at first, Gaston was very strict. He would not, you know, leave people do it at the same time. But with the history of the product we have, with the program in Canada, which is a legal program, the special access program, you know, with the clinical experience, okay, we have 22,000 authorization delivered by the government, the Canadian government. So with this experimentation where the product was available only in emergency situation where the disease was very far advanced, and adding 714X with it, it has been very revealing for us that it can be done very well hand in hand. And not only this, it alleviates the side effects. So all the benefits are there for the patient.
Okay.
And it's a good example. It's a good example of two medicine or two approaches working hand in hand to the benefit of the patient.
So is it, I understand that it's good, if you're going to use this program, it's good to use it for 2 or 3 months in a row, consecutive. Use it for a month, take a break, use it for a month, take a break, use it for a month. Is that right?
It depends. We have like a preventative regimen, maintenance, or if you really have a confirmed diagnosis, you know, a well-advanced confirmed diagnosis, then you're looking more into, I would say, 6 to 8 cycles, consecutive cycles, because then you have to clean, you have to repair. There's
okay.
Major repairs to be done, you know, inside your body. But once you're out of the woods and the normal test gives you, you know, you have a clean bill of health, you can do it really, as you were saying, at 1 month, and it's really something you do when you feel you need it. If you're
okay.
Using it on a preventative, but
and
in any rate, it's not designed to be taken all your, you know, a year, not to take all your life. It's something to be done in a certain time.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to do this, where would they go to find it and to check and see if it were permissible under their jurisdictional laws? And how much would it cost them?
The cost depends in what country, because we have like a team of doctors working in Japan. We have, you know, it depending. The cost is not something that I can, that I feel comfortable discussing here, but I think it's better off to visit our website. And from there, the telephone number will bring them directly to our information team, and these people will probably, they'll tell them exactly what is the perspective in the country they're living.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm trying to get across is, I don't know about in other countries, but for me, I found that it would be an affordable route. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even thousands of dollars for one treatment. So it's something that's doable by the average person. You know,
of course it's doable. And this is part of Gaston's, I would say, he really wants to keep the product at a reasonable price so people who are really sick. And not even this, we give also a disability discount if a person shows us that he's not working and there's absolutely no other way that, you know, because we know sick people don't necessarily all have the insurance and there's no Medicare system in many countries, so we try to accommodate and really try to support the people who want to go that route. They're, you know, they're in their global health model, they're empowered. but who has a necessity to be supported if it's necessary.
Okay, I want to say this, and then I'm going to give you some time to say whatever you want to say. I personally met Gaston Nassens, and I find him to be a most humble, honorable man with great integrity. I just want him to know that's what I think about both of you.
Thank you so much. I want to translate this to Gaston, but I think because we're talking fast, and I think he's a little bit
Go ahead.
It's a bit hard. I will just translate. Thank you, Eva.
He said it's a little bit hard not to understand, but
he said it's okay. It's an agreement, and we're doing it this way.
Okay, so now you've got about 10 minutes. You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Well, that's a gift, to talk about anything we want to talk about.
Anything that we've not covered that you want to cover, anything?
Yes, to bring up. We probably have some. It's a wish list. You know, it's January, the beginning of the year. We're presenting you our wish list. How's that?
That's a wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. So you cross
Eva,
the board, you
Eva,
can talk about.
Eva, j'aimerais ça dire qu'il est urgent que les gens s'unissent, se parlent, collaborent et travaillent à un projet commun, c'est-à-dire la liberté de choix en matière de santé. Ça, je compte sur vous pour le transmettre à tout le monde. Merci encore pour votre intervention.
Now I will translate. He says, Eva, I want you to know that there's an urgency that the people get together, that they unite, that they speak together, they collaborate, and they work all together to, on a common project where freedom of choice will be respected in whatever place on the planet you are. Freedom of choice in the approach you will take, freedom of choice in, you know, in the health professional you will rely on, and there's a very an urgency to act at this level. This is the, you know, one of the items of his wish list. Now, the other one that he's saying also, there's an urgency to reorganize the way that our science is working, because right now there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of everybody's trying to keep the information that they're searching or they found to themselves, either to get some grants, because that's the way the system works, or to get some publication. Now, it's more important, you know, to know how much publication is added under your name than really take the information you searched or looked upon to make it useful in a, you know, how can we organize the knowledge and bring it to the level of the human being so that we can help the human being to suffer less? And that's another point on his wish list. Is that too much to ask, Eva?
No, but I think that that's a very important point, and I think it's speaking to my listeners that it is up to us as the people, because I'm going to tell you something. To my listeners, Gaston Nassens has not had an easy time bringing this product to the world. He has suffered great persecution by government. I can tell you that. And this is a wonderful product. If it wasn't, I wouldn't have used it myself, and I certainly wouldn't have allowed my daughter to use it, even though she's of age to make her own choices. You know, I would have discouraged that. So I think it's up to us, the people, to write our congressmen and our senators and tell them that we want freedom of choice for health care. If we don't, no one is going to do that.
And Gaston is relying on you. He's happy about that. Because it's more important that he says to the message, you know, to get all together and work together is just as important as the product for him. Because once we're all together and we can access whatever is good, it's not for him, because he said, I'm 88. And I'm healthy, and I'm working, and I'm having, even with persecution, he's very happy to still be there. And he feels that there are so many good things there, down the road. We don't need to just continue to say, let's put money in research and research. Let's stop searching, and let's just give us the chance to bring out openly all the nice things that has been discovered in the last 30 years, and we'll have enough here to get everybody healthy.
I agree.
That's his on his wish list, because he feels that cancer is a condition that can and could be prevented very easily if there would be a political, I would say, you know, if there's something would permit this to happen, you know, is it exactly what they want? If all the people all together want nice things to come out, yes, 740X is one good product, but it's not the only one. And well, people should get access to all of these.
Let's just reiterate one thing. 714X is not just about cancer. It's about inflammatory processes.
You're right.
Diabetes. Heart
yeah,
disease,
you're right. We know now
disease.
That. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It works. We know that the product stimulates the cytokines production, and it's, you know, deeply involved in all the inflammatory processes, including a heart condition. So, you know, if you want to prevent like cardiovascular condition, the 714X could be just as good. It's a very good treatment for this, although it's been, probably more associated with cancer patients. But it's a nice product that can help you to put your natural defenses strong and healthy so you can go outside in this world and be strong
live.
And
live.
Just to feel that you're doing what you should be doing.
Okay, you've got two or three more minutes. Is there anything else that you want to talk about, Jacinth?
Well, I'd like to thank you first, Eva, and what I'd like to mention here is the integrity that you had all along this because we've been working this project for a few months now, and we think that the consciousness that you had to come and visit and see what you were talking about before bringing anything out is a sense of responsibility and consciousness. For us, it's very important that if you are to say something about our work or Gaston Assain's work or how we, you know, the product or about patients, it's a deep sign of integrity for us, someone that takes time to see what's happening and himself is going to experiment the product and see how it works on its own chemistry, and then is able to talk about it. We think that's a very, very high sign of integrity, and it's part of the whole consciousness that you're experimenting and you want to share with your audience.
Well, thank you. And I do want to say I was not the only person there that weekend or that week, that I'm not the only person that has an interest in this. I'm not the only person that believes in it. There were people there from all over the world that week that believed in it, that used the product and didn't fear all of the, I don't know, blasphemy about it on the Internet. You know, don't believe what you read.
Yeah, well, I think people now are, you know, you understand that any product that is not the brainchild of the drug industry will always, always, always rise up some resistance. This is very, very normal. It's
especially
human.
Especially if it's a good one.
You see?
Okay.
So I
where
think
to find you, Jacinth. We've not told you.
Thank you so much.
Go.
And we hope that your listeners will, you know, feel that there are some tools down there to empower themselves. And nobody heals disease.
You. Tell them where to find you on the Internet. How do they
They just go by Nessance. They just take the family name Nessance or family name or Serb or all the companies. And,
okay.
You know, they Google and they find us very easily. We're very, very
website?
Easy to find.
Do you have a website?
Yeah. You're invited to visit our website.
What is
your that you can do directly at Serb, C-E-R-B-E, at Serb.com.
Okay. So the website for this product is CERBE.com, CERB.com. But there are numerous articles, and I think there's probably there's a book that you can get a hold of. It's rather old, but it does give you a good idea of the history. What's the name of that book?
Yeah, Yeah, it's a book. It's interesting to see the reactions of, you know, both sides and testimonies also. It was written by Christopher Bird in 1991. It recalls more a legal, probably a court case with Gaston and all this. It's you know, it's the setting in 1991. But nowadays, I think there's new stories on the website on us, directly on our site. So if you want to know more about Gaston Assange, I think the best place to go is on his website. And we're working very hard to do, I would say, a friendly and a very, I would say, clear-cut information place where you can get all access to.
Okay, if you would.
Also a section for professionals.
If you would, please spell Gaston Assange for those of us that aren't French and make sure we get the letters in the right order.
Want me to spell it out?
Please, ma'am.
Okay. It's N-A-E as in echo, S as in Susan, S-E again, N-S.
N-A-E-S-S-E-N-S.
Okay, N-A-E and double S-E-N-S.
Okay, and the first name is Gaston, G-A-S-T-O-N.
You're right.
Thank you, Jacinth and Gaston, for coming on my show. Thank you, Gaston, for being so strong all
these
years.
Thank you, Dan, and we hope all the best, and we hope your listeners will be in perfect health. 2012, the year to be in perfect health.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much, dear. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.